So a second conversation with Darren Stanton, where we talk about our thoughts on different subjects with regard to success. Same format, just a one-off recording without any editing, just having a mutual conversation. And this conversation is all about sharing. I need to remind everybody that nobody needs reminding that sharing and community are fundamental to the way that I think. The one proviso I must say before we go further is community is not about one person. Community is about a multitude of people. A person within a community can have an opinion, and if the opinion's transparent, all of the people who listen to it within the community can have a genuinely honest and open dialogue with regard to the situation. Community is all about a group. It isn't about a single person. And this is where we come to this idea of sharing. I talk about sharing all the time. Sharing is such an important thing. And again, Darren and I have spoken about this on hundreds, literally hundreds of occasions, about how do you find success. Darren, yours come up with the idea of the celebrity. Can you expand on that one?
Yeah, I think end of the day, you know, they say no one's an island, and certainly for myself, my journey, by no means do I attribute whatever success I've had to date just down to me. It's been the input of lots of people like yourself and a friend, Steve McComish, who runs the London PR company. He was the one that came up with the original idea to pitch me out as a human lie detector. So realistically, without Steve, I wouldn't really be doing what I'll be doing now. And I always publicly give thanks to Steve and the team and to you, Ian, because you've always supported me and been honest with me about things. And obviously with the explosion of social media, I think certainly in my work, it's so vital that you do share posts and you like, not just like things, because that's one of the things I certainly find frustrating is you may get 300 people hit like, you get three people that share it. It's nice to get feedback that people have liked your post or your article. In the big scheme of social media, it's not really achieved anything. So it takes just the same amount of time to hit share as it does like. And if you've literally only got 2 seconds, hit share, not like, because that way you're going to grow that post out exponentially.
If you think you're unique, or you think you're going to get 1,000 people just come at you and say, wow, that's just a wonderful idea, Ian, I must follow you, you must become a celebrity. I mean, it's just impossible, isn't it?
Ian, there's no new ideas. I mean, there's plenty of people doing what I do. I've got friends, a few friends in the States that also pitch themselves as a human lie detector. And I'm quite happy. You know, I share their posts. It's no detriment to me because at the end of the day, they share my post back. My post would get into their contact. So I'm being looked at in people's streams in America and other parts of the world, whereas I wouldn't. And it's all just come from the fact that I have no ego in this. It's not about me as a person that's just out for myself. It costs me nothing just to hit share. The fact that I may share somebody that's in a similar genre or kind of lane to me doesn't affect me at all. It helps me, in fact. So I think it's what you've created genuine, and I'm not just saying this because you're my friend, is fantastic. It's such a unique way of sharing and making people feel part of it, because it's not about you and them, it's about us and we. I think that's the thing that strikes me. And even though I'm not directly involved as a community member, I still feel myself part of it, because I'm generally very proud of what you and Liz have done and continue to create. And as people may or may not notice, I always share everything that you actually put out there.
Dee, what we do, I think, is a lot of people just actually misinterpret. They just don't quite see the whole picture, because Liz and I do this Lizzian Events thing is just the platform. The Lizzian Events group, the wellbeing group, everything to do with that is actually created by us for people to take advantage of. And what people misinterpret, and some misinterpret it badly, believe we are actually the community. We're not. We have put a platform there for people to interact with. People who interact, they interact with ideas about well-being, how to become a well-being. And there's more and more traction now, more and more people are taking advantage of it. But what we do is we place the shows and everything onto this platform idea where people can come along and take advantage of our ability to organise. People must not make the mistake of believing that it's some form of platform which reflects us. So we are like a reflection or a mirror of other people's success. Categorically about giving people from outside, visitors, attendees, giving them a place where they can see, meet, greet, interact with the people who we call the community. And we are part of that community. And it is beginning to take traction. But this is what we're all about, isn't it? We're all about sharing. I mean, I know for certain that you often send emails to your friends, to me, and say, hey, have a look at this guy. He's great.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't emphasise enough. You know, it's literally about helping each other. We've all probably been to network meetings in the past, which is the, you know, grassroots level of helping each other. But essentially, with the explosion of social media, you know, who knows where this can go in? And it's all down to us. It's all, you know, it's all our responsibility to hit share and to interact with each other and share ideas. It's not you. It's not your responsibility. It's not Liz's. As you say, you just create the foundation and the infrastructure for that to exist. But I do feel that not just in the community, but everyone's got a responsibility to help each other. And I've seen it. I've put things out there. I've shared people's posts and I've had contacts come to me and say, oh, you know, I saw you on such and such a feed. And had I not had the mindset that I'm not just about all about me, I would never have got that business. So whatever you put out, it does come back to you. It may not come back to you imminently, or it may not come back to you in the way monetarily or however you thought it might, but you will benefit. You will undoubtedly benefit, because I believe that's a universal law. Nothing hocus pocus about it. You know, if you have got the mindset of that you will share your fellow community members' posts and your posts, something's going to manifest from that. Nothing negative can come from sharing everybody else's work.
I agree. We did shows that we put together and really word of mouth used to fill them. And it was all to do with people knowing about you and knowing about myself. And our two expertise were put together to produce these Deja Vu shows, which were immensely popular. The key, though, to me is if you're going to start a business or you're going to want to put yourself into a place where you want to be visible, earn a living, the whole way that we do these things has completely and utterly changed, Dee, because there are many people that I know who don't just have one job, they have two or three jobs. There's no need anymore to worry about finding people to talk to you. There's no problem with finding information on the internet about your expertise. Like, I mean, I know that you consistently reappraise psychological ideas with that expertise. So there's no problem getting information, but there's every problem of getting people to look at who you are. You have to work at it. I know that you work with quite a few celebrities and they don't stop, do they?
No, I mean, that's one of the things that was a massive learning curve for me, because, you know, I've been in some amazing situations where I've been actually working, you know, alongside people that I've grown up watching on TV. And you do have to pinch yourself sometimes, but one of the most salient facts that dawns on you, Ian, is the fact that they've got such a depth to them, and they're not what you think they are. They, you know, again, you just see the tip of the iceberg, but they've worked very, very hard. These people that have been around for a long time, and they've got this attitude of also let's help the other person, let's share, let's create this awareness, even though I won't directly benefit from this, quite happy to help this person. And many, many years down the line, things come back to them, and it's purely down to the fact that this person knew that person that knew that person. It's a weird system, but it works. On paper, you think, well, what's in it for me? And I think that's the wrong attitude. You know, a lot of people have had this what's in it for me attitude for a long time. But like you say, years ago, you'd have to go to a library and research things, or you'd have to do some, you know, where would you, or where did you say something and to 100 or 200 or 1,000 people saw that straight away? We're in such a fantastic age now with technology. And as we've said, Ian, that having that phone in the palm of your hand with various social media platforms, we've never been in a better position to create awareness and grow this community exponentially.
The point about sharing, though, is you do have to have quite an in-depth knowledge of how the system works. And Liz did a video recently, and in the video she said, don't believe all you hear about the logarithms of Facebook, etc., because there is only one way to get the connection with Facebook, and that's to have a profile, have people looking at you, people sharing what you're doing. But not only do they have to share, they also have to comment. It's a very complex procedure. There's another point as well that people are beginning just at this moment in time, which is early September 2018, they're beginning to accept that the changes that Facebook made have actually become too complicated, and that platform is actually, even though there are billions of people on it, make no mistake about this, that platform is beginning to lose its shine. And other platforms, particularly Instagram, is very, very potent. But you have a preference, and you really quite enjoy Twitter, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, for a very long time, I could never get my head around Twitter. I never really saw the point of it, because I was, you know, kind of got so used to Facebook. But I would agree about Facebook. I think certainly, you know, I've been aware in the last 6 months at least that you just seem to be bombarded with ads. My perception is it's all of a sudden, but it's obviously been a gradual process. You know, they've been getting us used to this for quite some time, no doubt. But my business and the way that I promote what I do really is through Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And again, Instagram is not one that I embraced straight away. My agent kind of said, you know, you want to get into Instagram. And what I've found is, since I've been posting on there and putting videos and putting pictures, is that I've got followers from, you know, literally all over the world on there. And these are people that wouldn't have been following me had I just stuck to the old ways of Facebook.
Yes, I agree. I know that when I do, as you know, my work with WordPress, and was learning the ins and outs of WordPress and learning about the logarithms and how to make that work in a very better way, in a sweeter way than just tapping away a few words. I also did a lot of research and was taught quite extensively about the logarithms with Google and, again, Facebook. And what people don't realise, actually, the Google logarithms have got very little these days to do with SEOs and things of that nature, because the filters, the robots, as we always call them, are so excellent and exquisite at capturing information. They actually look for the way that things are written, they actually look for legibility, and they actually look for content. Now, one of the things that people will find it very difficult to grasp, if you put up a lot of tales of woe and unhappiness and pictures of people being hurt, the new filters, the newer logarithms, literally kick you down the mountain. You put one moaning, put one disparaging, you put one criticism, personal criticism, you make no mistake about it, those filters, those robots, they're not humans, they're robots, they're filters, they're software programs that see the words and they mark you up and they kick you down the mountain. And of course, you know a lot about this, so you're very, very specific about what you put onto Twitter, onto Instagram, Facebook, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I did a piece for Al Jazeera about this, about data targeting and things like that. So it is literally, it can target you with surgical precision, really. which is what, you know, what you've said, Ian, that they're so good. They're so good at targeting these keywords. And again, you probably won't even realise that, you know, why am I not getting the looks or the likes or the shares? And it is literally this process, like, well, I couldn't put it better myself. It's like snakes and ladders. You know, you throw a double six and you're suddenly at the top of the game, and you put a few maybe disparaging remarks on there or something that's probably a little bit inappropriate, or just venting your spleen, as they say, and then before you know it, you're kind of straight down the snake. I would be very cautious to put anything, if you've got an issue, I'd probably just like vent it in a different way. I mean, we've seen recently major celebrity in America put a comment on Twitter, and literally within a week, a whole career has been on meltdown. She's lost a TV show. She's put 80 crew out of work. That's just literally from one tweet that was said in a moment of madness. It's immensely powerful. It can, I mean, I could put a tweet on now and I could decimate 20 years worth of work in one tweet. That's how powerful these platforms are. So I think we just need to be very careful.
I don't want to go round in circles about the articles that you write for us. And it is fair to say that some of the articles that you've written are obviously drawn upon conversations that we've had. You note in a recent article, you categorically said that it's the framework of how you are seen, not what's within the picture, that makes the difference. So if you're seen as a moaner or a griper, then that's the identity. Nobody is actually interested in the content, are they?
Not at all. I'm just a human being like everybody else. You know, I have down days. I have days where I'm moaning. I have days when things haven't gone right. And this is the whole thing that frustrates me sometimes about personal development, is that we're supposed to have this happy-go-lucky disposition, even when our car's been broken into. It's not reality. It's not human. So by the same token, it's practically unheard of that you'll see me having a rant on social media, because you've got to think, if you say something, that's fine, those words go into the ether and they're dissipated in seconds. Whereas you put something online, even if you delete that post, make no mistake, that post is never truly deleted. It's like when I was a police officer, when you send a text message on your phone, that is kept on a server for 6 years. So things are by law kept on servers for at least 6 years, so they can always be referred back to. So just be very careful in putting certain things online. We all do Facebook Live. We all put posts on. The thing is, I mean, look even in the media now. So I watched something recently where there was on a plane. There was a woman that was moaning about a child crying on a plane. And someone filmed that, and she was behaving quite childishly. It went viral, and her own employer has just suspended her. You never know who's watching. Everyone's got a camera, everyone's got a phone, and if you are a person of note or you're somewhere in your career, that footage, those words, that recording can be global. And literally, as soon as you hit send, that has gone global. And I think that, you know, we need to be aware of that. And it's about, you know, having this decorum and being aware of the fact that you're never really not on show.
So we haven't gone off track here. We're still back into this sharing situation, because actually we are sharing our inner thoughts by being part or being contributing to these sources, these conduits of information. So we do have to be extremely cautious about what we actually put out and what we actually have to say. That if somebody makes a comment or an observation, criticism, or even a beneficial comment, there are people who talk about it. So it's like waves, isn't it? It's not just in one area. It's as Mitch Joel says, there's 6 pixels of separation between you and somebody across the other side of the world. You must never, ever underestimate that this sharing can make or break you.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of friend requests, and sometimes I think, well, I don't know you, but, you know, they've took the time to send a friend request, so I accept it. And sometimes it'll have, you know, one mutual or three, you know, 5 mutual friends. And the point I'm making is the fact that you never know who you're talking to. You never know who knows who. And then by the same token, you never know who that person's got contacts with. Last year I got a friend request from somebody, you know, other side of the world, and it transpired, and this is absolutely true. I was trying to get hold of a certain producer in the States, and they happened to be like good friends with them, so they were able to introduce me. So just something as innocuous as that. So I've never been one that, I know some people say, well, having a Facebook call, I'm going to get rid of people I don't know, like personally, but I don't have that attitude. I think if someone's took the time to kind of like befriend you, well, obviously you have to be careful because I do get a lot of spam as well. So lots of dubious ones from around the world. But I think if you're confident that it's a proper person, I've never been averse to, you know, to kind of connecting with them.
So to tidy this up, if you're sharing, sharing's important for anybody who wants to become visible. If you're going to share, you've got to make sure that you are sharing the right information, because you should be seen to have, if you like, a image. It's no use if you're sharing information about matters of psychological aspects. It's no use sharing information about fluffy toys, because you go off edge then, don't you? For an example, and I've still got this because I video recorded it off my computer. There's a chap who you know extremely well, who, and I'm not expecting you to answer this, by the way, who is a motivational speaker, has a good reputation, he's got a good track record and whatever. And one morning he put out a video on Facebook. And to me, when I watched this video, immediately, that was it. He'd literally gone straight down the mountain, back to our snakes and ladders. His everything was just gone out the window because he'd just ruined it. And it's like, I know somebody else who I respect very much indeed. She is in a place of high visibility. And I saw a rant that she put up, and the rant was so out of sync with what I believed it to be. She literally like cracked the ice, and I fell straight into the cold water, and that was the end of her for me. And you really do have to be careful, don't you?
Yeah, I think obviously they say with great power comes great responsibility, and I think it's true. You know, everyone's got a responsibility to just use it for good, I think. It sounds a bit puritanical, but you've got to appreciate, no matter who we are, what level we're at, somebody's watching that, somebody's reading it somewhere. I just think it's much easier to put out positivity than it is to be negative. I have moments that frustrate me. It's just that I consciously choose not to vent them on social media. It always intrigues me when you read some people's posts that say, can't believe what happened to me today, ... and then there's suddenly a torrent and a barrage of people saying, why, what happened? And then there's like, it goes on and on and on. And I just think, how actually valuable is that? It'd be better just to maybe just like get over it and move forward. But for some reason, some people do love to err on the side of negativity. I just think, I don't like it, really. I don't think it's very appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting thing, because John said to me, you keep going on about sharing, but you don't actually share anything yourself. And I said, well, you're in a bit of a funny situation there, because actually Liz and Events group actually is the basis. We can't really share it again back into the group. We can't share it anywhere else apart from where we're at, because it's already there. I mean, the biggest thing for me with Liz and Events webpage, Liz and Events Facebook page, Liz and Events group page, have now taken over my life so much that my personal page is very, very rarely visited. I mean, I don't get any traffic on it. Nobody looks at it. Nobody takes very much notice of it. The only time that people look at Ian Timothy books and zines is when my WordPress article comes out. I'll publish a few things on there, but there are so few people on it. But it's a secondary part of my life. But, you know, our stuff's already there. It's already on the group. For you, though, of course, a different dynamic, because you've got absolutely hundreds of people all over the place looking at your stuff. So if you share somebody else's work, like you share ours, it makes a difference.
You know, I'm sort of quite privileged to have, like, you know, a lot of thousands, well, about 100,000 people follow me on Twitter and things like that. So I just go out to a lot of people. So that's, you know, I'm quite happy to tweet people out and tweet yourselves, to share what you put out, Ian. Like I say, it's all part of the tapestry. It's all part of the big picture.
So what I'm saying is, share other people's work, and if they don't share yours, well, take that on board. But in the end, you actually will get there. Don't give up. Stay with it.
Yeah, just believe in what you're doing. Have passion for what you do. Recognise the journey that you're going on. It's a milestone. As long as you know where you're heading and that you afford yourself little successes and little treats every now and then to kind of mark where you are. Share other people's posts. Just work hard at what you're doing. I mean, I'm always available. If you ever want any advice or support or anything like that, quite happy to help anybody. And I'm just immensely proud of Ian and Liz. And I'll continue to help them and you in any way I can.